Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Adrian Ott is here, too. Adrian is a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the smart people, one of the many smart people in our Brain Trust. I don't know what we do without her because she helps us understand how to connect better with customers. She's the CEO of Exponential Edge, the author of The 24-Hour Customer, and as I said, our good friend Adrian Ott. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here again.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Adrian, you've been working on some new things with regard to customers, helping customers become, frankly, you use the word addicted to us. And you've been talking about what you call five triggers. Tell us about that.
Well, Jim, as you know, most of us are challenged with trying to create stickiness with our customers. And what I've done through my research, and my book actually elaborates this and goes into a lot more detail, is that there are effectively five triggers that cause customers to redirect their time and attention. And I've boiled down to five of those that really can help us as we start to design ways that we interact with our customers and create our customer experience.
Right. Well, let's talk about some of those. What are and folks, the idea here, are you talking about the overall, the triggers? These are the overall attitude that customers have about us. Are you talking about how they specifically feel about our product? How does this work?
Well, that's a great question, Jim. These are triggers that cause us to go, and say, maybe I need to pay attention to this.
Mm-hmm.
And so a good example of that is one of my triggers is peers and power. So, for example, Jim, if I went to you and I said, Jim, have you checked out this product?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay attention because
right.
you know me. And
right.
so if something, so that is a trigger that causes us to wake up and say, maybe I'll redirect my time and attention.
The referral is golden, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is one of those triggers. But another element could be power. You know, if you have a colleague that got promoted and you're going to say, what can I do to be promoted there? Or a status symbol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Jones down the road just got a new car. So these are things that trigger us to start to consider buying things. And if you can embed these into your customer experience, the folks like Facebook, they are really adept. They understand these triggers. And so when you go into Facebook, this is why you're so addicted when people go in there, is because they're triggering you on these social and these power and these status kind of things. And that's why people spend so much time there.
All right. I like that. I especially like the peers thing. The next was personal pursuits. What does that mean?
Well, personal pursuits are internally motivated. So where peers and power tend to be socially motivated, personal pursuits are internally motivated in the sense that we may have an internal goal and we may feel good because we're reaching a goal. So things like fun, things like mystery, personal improvement,
peace
and satisfaction.
Peace of mind. Would that be part of
peace of mind? Absolutely. We want peace of mind. We want
I think that's an opportunity that a lot of small business owners miss, is so many things that small business owners do and do so well takes the worry out of, because they do such a good job, take the worry out of the effectiveness, of the usefulness, the productivity of the product they sell, the service they deliver. I really think they miss an opportunity by not talking about one of the reasons you do business with us is peace of mind. What do you think?
I absolutely think that's one. Risk is really, I think, something that we all want to avoid.
Right.
And We want to be able to sleep at night, and so
right.
sometimes we'll opt for a product so we can reduce that risk.
What's this prairie dog thing?
Well, prairie dog is a term I've used to describe the phenomenon that happens with customers when they wake up. They're in a habitual mode. About 45% of our day, according to psychologists, is habitual. So we're kind of going through our routine every day. At a prairie dog event, if you think of the animals in the Midwest,
popping up out of the ground,
they pop up out of their burrows.
And they pop up, and it's a new world today.
Exactly. So we heard this week about the Netflix and
right.
the uproar over the Netflix
oh, yeah.
pricing. Well, that's a prairie dog event. All these customers that were happily subscribing to Netflix are saying, whoa, wait a minute, a 60% price increase. Whoa,
right.
what's going on? So now they're popping up. This is a prairie dog event, and this
mm-hmm.
is an opportunity for Netflix competitors to come in
right.
and provide alternative offers.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a small business owner, if you can monitor those prairie dog events where your competitor does something like that,
right.
Or there's maybe an external event, and you can come in, that's when customers want to change. That's
right.
when they are going to be most amenable to buying your offering.
Very interesting. And productivity.
Productivity is time saving. So anytime that you can come to somebody and you can say, look, I'm going to save you hours of time by giving you this, that's going to get your attention.
Well, exactly. And that's also... that's one of the things that I think is another opportunity that a lot of small business owners miss, because this is one of the reasons why people are loyal to small business owners. We can, even though we may not be, have all the big stuff, we can be a lot more convenient than a big company can be sometimes. And I think that's a big part of an opportunity that's missed. All right, I like the fact that you say price for last. We got 45 seconds.
Yes. Price obviously is something that gets our attention. Look at Groupon. Look at Living Social. People love getting discounts and good prices, but it's short-lived.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I'm glad you brought it up last, because the thing about this, Adrian, is small business owners, when they get in a price war, they've already lost. That war is already over.
Absolutely, you can't live on price.
Yeah. In fact, if I tell small business owners, I did this yesterday. I told a small business owner yesterday, I said, you're not charging enough for this. And they look at
yeah.
they look at me like I'm crazy, but I try to tell them, you got to go for value, not price. Adrian, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find your book.
Yes, it's at www.24hourcustomer.com.
24hourcustomer.com, that's the book title. That's also where you find Adrian. You can find her stuff on our website and some of the things that she's taught us in the past. We come back, we got some more good things coming from our good friend Adrian Ott. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.